Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Body mass index has been in the media a lot lately, and it's a number that's calculated from a person's weight and height, and it's a fairly reliable indicator of body fatness for most people. Is it a reliable indicator of health, general health, in some ways? My guest is Brian Parr, Dr. Brian Parr. He's an associate professor of exercise and sports science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parr. Let's talk about BMI. You know, there schools in some places are sending home letters regarding BMI. Pediatricians are now being asked to take BMI in the well visits for children, but we're not only talking about children. So speak about BMI as a general indicator of one's health.
Sure. So body mass index is one of the most widely used ways to assess someone's body weight. And the assumption is the higher the body mass index goes, that's indicating that someone is overweight. And the most common assumption is that it's because of someone who's overfat. So it really is used as a tool to detect obesity, overfatness.
Okay. So people, you know, critics of it have said, well, it doesn't necessarily take into account muscle mass, you know, and maybe somebody is a higher weight than maybe their height weight should indicate, but maybe they're a higher muscle mass. Does it do that?
You're absolutely right. It only takes into account body weight, so it doesn't distinguish between a person who's heavy because of excess fat or heavy because of excess muscle. And a lot of athletes fall into that latter category. You know, you see a lot of football players on Saturday or Sunday on TV, and a lot of them would be considered obese, but I certainly wouldn't want to be the one to call them obese, right? And so a lot of people say that because body mass index doesn't distinguish between fat and muscle, that either it isn't accurate or it really shouldn't be used to help help identify people who might need to lose weight. And I think that that's kind of the wrong approach to take. I think looking at, on a population level, you know, most of the people that do have a high body mass index probably are overfat. And being done in a clinical situation, so a doctor doing this or an exercise physiologist or a personal trainer, the person is right there in front of the person doing the assessment. And if I have a client in front of me and I measure their body mass index and I'm confused whether or not that high BMI is indicating excess fat or excess muscle, all I really need to do is take a good look at them, and I can tell in most cases. And if I want to get more scientific about it, I can measure their waist circumference, because people who have a high body mass index because of excess fat almost always have a higher waist circumference. And most people who have a lot of excess muscle you know, have broad shoulders and large muscles, but narrow waists.
So being there present with the person when you're taking it is a better indicator. So, you know, if you're going online and you're just typing in your height and weight, yeah, it might not be the best indicator. However, that being said, it does generally fall in line. It's like rate of perceived exertion. It generally works for the person.
Yeah, it generally does. And I think that most people, if they go online and enter their height and weight in a BMI calculator and it comes back as overweight or obese, I think most people, if they were honest with themselves, they could make a good assessment about
if they're honest with themselves, isn't that the big key?
So what it is, isn't it?
It is. So what do we do if we want to use BMI as an indicator of health? It's going to tell us if we're overfat. It's going to tell us if we're maybe not quite as lean as we would like to be. How can we use that to kind of put it together for a health plan for ourselves?
Yes. So you can use it in combination with waist circumference. And so for a man, if a man has a high body mass index and a waist circumference that's over about 40 inches, that should be an indicator that they're dealing with excess fat they may want to consider losing. And for a woman, that waist circumference is usually at 35 inches, so 36 inches and higher would indicate that's excess fat, in particular stored in the upper body that we know is more closely linked to problems like diabetes and heart disease.
35, you said, for women?
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, let's get out the measuring, you know, rulers and see if we can measure our waistlines and put your body mass index together with that and then start looking at what you can do to change that. If somebody wanted to change that, your best advice, the first thing to do to change that body mass index and make it come down just a little bit.
Well, I think the first step is exercise and physical activity. And in fact, a body mass index on its own doesn't tell you everything you need to know about your health or potential health. What we do know is people who have a high body mass index and who might be classified as obese, if they're regularly active and exercise regularly, they're actually at lower risk for a lot of health problems than even someone who would be classified as a normal weight, but who doesn't exercise. So first step, I think, is get yourself active. Go for a walk. Do something to be active as a first step. That will lead to weight loss, and it will also help reduce any health risks that might be associated with that high body mass index.
Okay, so somebody like me, Dr. Parr, I'm short. I'm very short. I'm 4'10". Mm-hmm. So even though I don't sound it. And, you know, I know that sometimes my BMI has been higher, but I do have a lot of muscle. So if we look at it that way and someone says, well, I don't think I'm necessarily overweight or obese, we all know if we have to lose a few pounds, like you said, and we start to get active, then what would be the next step? Is weight training going to help with that BMI? Are we mostly talking about cardiovascular exercise to burn fat? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think for most people who have a high body mass index, the issue is losing fat, and cardiovascular exercise, walking and other cardio activity is going to be the best way to burn those calories. But you mentioned weight training, and there are a lot of people who have a high percent fat but may have a low muscle mass, may actually be quite weak simply because they're very inactive. And for those people, doing some resistance training would be an excellent idea.
And so then we're resistance training, we're doing our cardiovascular exercise, getting active. How often would you suggest somebody check their BMI to see if it's working?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's approximately 5 pounds equates to about one BMI point. So if you wanted to lower your body mass index by, say, 5 BMI points, that would be a weight loss of about 25 pounds. Someone who's following a pretty dedicated diet and exercise program on their own, that might take them 25 pounds, might take 12 weeks or so for them to lose, and that's pretty 2 pounds a week weight loss. I think that, you know, if you're measuring your weight regularly and you're aware of what your body weight is and whether it's going up or down over time, I don't know that calculating your body mass index really regularly is that helpful, but certainly every month or so, if you're trying to lose weight just to see where you are, that would be a good idea.
I am kind of a fan of the scale, and I know not all of the people in our profession are, but I think at least it keeps you accountable. It keeps you in sort of control so that it doesn't get out of control. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think people who weigh themselves regularly, whether that's once a week, once a month, whatever that is, they're never surprised. And there are an awful lot of people who all of a sudden gained 40 pounds. But it takes them fully by surprise. When did this happen? How did I gain 40 pounds? But if that person were weighing themselves even once a month, what they would find is they would see when they've gained 2 or 3 pounds or 5 pounds or 10 pounds, and they'd be aware that it had happened, and these big surprises wouldn't occur.
And then you can kind of get yourself back in track. Body mass index as an indicator of health. It may not always be perfectly accurate, but it is a good way for you to tell whether or not you are over fat, entering the overweight and obese category. In this nation, we've really got an epidemic going. So check your BMI, check your waistline, see if you fit into those categories. And if you do, then get yourself active. Start with a walk. Start doing some weight training, lifting weights, going for a swim or a hike, whatever. But getting yourself active is really the key to getting that body mass index down. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.